Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello there, and welcome to All Things Therapy. I'm your host, Lisa Tahir. I am a licensed clinical social worker. I practice as an intuitive psychotherapist. I have offices and residences in both New Orleans, Louisiana, and Los Angeles, California. This is my second day back to New Orleans after staying in LA for 5 months. It's been my longest stay in the 6 years that I have lived between both places, and it's wonderful to be back in the South. I just went on a jog underneath the oak trees, which are magnificent, just blooming with lush greenness, growing on the bark after the rains that we had yesterday. So I encourage you to really be mindful of your self-care, especially during this time. And if you do want to reach out, I am doing remote sessions with clients all over the world. Simply go to nolatherapy.com, NOLATHERAPY.com. It's the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy. And you can schedule with me. I offer a 20-minute consult by phone to see if we're a good fit. Also at NOLA Therapy, I offer an online class teaching psycho-spiritual techniques that you can survey from the comfort of your own home. I also have my book coming out. It's available on pre-sale at NOLA Therapy. This book is on healing our deepest core wounding through empathy and self-forgiveness. And I spent almost 4 years researching those topics to bring you a mindfully based, psychologically based, and spiritually based guide and book with practical takeaway steps. I really like the practical when it comes to changing our lives and getting healthier and feeling happier. So there's a lot of that. Check it all out at NOLA Therapy and join my email list there as well. There are links to my social media on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram, all at NOLA Therapy. And I appreciate you for following me there and doing a written review of this podcast on iTunes. You can find All Things Therapy there, and it makes the show raise up in rankings where guests like today can be more seen and heard and visible, though she's doing quite a good job of that herself. I am really excited to have with me today Heather Odendahl. She is an accomplished event producer and entrepreneur who previously was a sales executive at a Fortune 500 company when she noticed that there were few women in senior executive positions, and she was motivated to change that. And in 2014, she founded and held the first W North conference for women in business who were seeking C-suite positions. It's now 6 years later, and W North is a yearly international conference with featured speakers from corporations like IBM, Cisco, and Google. She has a members club that's available through W North year-round, and this club provides female executives with networking opportunities and resources to support their leadership journey. Heather has been featured in places like Elle Canada, The Huffington Post. She is a director on the board of the Whistler Chamber of Commerce and named as one of Canada's most influential event professionals. Besides doing this work, Heather is also the president and CEO of Bluebird Strategy, a boutique event planning company with really cool clients. Like, she has worked with GMC, Haagen-Dazs, Polaroid, Molson Canadian, Nintendo, Coca-Cola, like huge corporations, the Whistler Film Festival, and even the Vancouver 2010 Winter Olympics. Heather, I just want to welcome you to our show today.
Thank you, Lisa. I'm thrilled to be here.
I'm happy to have you here. And also, I like to let people know your website at the beginning. So the two websites are wnorthconnect.com and bluebirdstrategy.com in case listeners want to jump on and check out your work while we are conversing today.
Fantastic. Thank you for the wonderful, warm introduction.
You're welcome. You know, I told you before we came live, I'm excited to have you on because you're a business professional, and that's really exciting for me. It's something I don't know a lot about, like the executive world and C-suite professionals. Where do you want to start with us? And maybe other listeners like me that this might be kind of new for them.
Yeah, for sure. So I have, for about 10 years, I lived this hybrid world of being an entrepreneur and in a corporation. And I had a wonderful exposure to a number of networks and communities that were supporting women in their entrepreneurial journey. And as you mentioned, I was working for a Fortune 500 company, and I started to realize that those same communities and those same networks to support those journeys didn't quite exist for corporate women the same way that they did for entrepreneurs. Mm. And that was kind of the genesis of what motivated me to start my work. And in terms of corporate leadership, I mean, just to sort of define it, I mean, I would really say that we aim to serve driven and ambitious women on their leadership journey. And that doesn't always necessarily have to mean a C-suite position. And it doesn't mm-hmm. always have to mean that you're part of a Fortune 500 company. Oftentimes it is the women in a male-dominated industry or
yes.
a medium-sized company that we are supporting the most. So yeah, I just wanted to define that a little bit more broadly so people can understand if they fall into that category of which we're trying to focus on.
That's awesome. And I'm wondering, when you started the W North Conference, did you have any idea that it would grow to where it is today? And I sense will continue to grow over the years.
I hoped, I guess. I had some big dreams and aspirations for it. A little bit about my motivation for starting the conference itself was I found myself in, I was very driven and ambitious person, and I wanted to further my leadership development. So I actually applied to go to a number of sort of well-known, well-branded conference in North America. And there was a couple that I didn't get into. And then there was a couple that were quite frankly, just out of my price point. Mm-hmm. And so I felt a little bit rejected by, the fact that I couldn't either get into it affordability wise or even get through an application to get into this exclusive club of, leadership. And so I was really motivated to sort of turn that concept on its head and bring in global leaders and global speakers to a, fantastic destination, like Whistler, which is where
yes.
the annual conference takes place. From the beginning, I've always really shot my sights high. I sent an email to Sheryl Sandberg in 2015, in my first year, just kind of stab at the dark, just didn't sort of ask her to speak. I really just wanted her to know what I was doing.
Yeah.
And to just make sure I was on her radar. And so I guess I've always been shooting for the stars. So
yes.
I'm hoping that things will continue to grow.
Oh, that's wonderful. And earlier today I was reading, Heather, about your 2020 conference theme on cultivating legacy. And mm-hmm. I thought that was really beautiful and important. And I wonder, can you talk to us about this year's conference that was scheduled for April 2020 and kind of postponing it, what that decision was like, and what you intend to do?
For sure. So, it was March was, a crazy time for everyone. And we were about 5 weeks away from producing our conference in Whistler. And for a few weeks, kind of going into February, I was really quite in denial that I was going to have to postpone. I was actually in London, England, doing an event we do at the Canadian Embassy for International Women's Day, when things really started to, come to fruition that there was going to be some country border shutdowns and things were going to change. So, when you've got guests coming in from all over North America, we decided we had to make a change. So we did postpone it fairly early on in March, and we postponed it till October. As far as logistics go, it was not overly complicated. We have some really great partners that we have great relationships with, and we had an outpour of support from the people who were planning on attending in that timing. So that was difficult to swallow, but it was the right thing to do, of course. And one thing that we ended up doing was we decided that all of the women that were going to come to the conference in April, we wanted to do something for them. So we created a virtual conference called Pivot, which we actually made free to everybody.
That's great.
Around the timing of the conference dates itself. So we had a couple of topics really around how some local businesses had changed and pivoted during this time. One of the beauty companies, a global beauty company called AG Hair, had basically shifted into making hand sanitizer in a matter of 3 weeks. We talked to businesses about how they were shifting and how they were handling remote work and managing teams remotely. And we had speakers from Zoom and Cisco. So that was, kind of a big, and it was a very quick shift. We pulled it all together in a matter of 2 weeks, and which was a feat considering I'm not the only person to experience this, but all the schools and the daycares closed. So I have a 1-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Yes.
And they were suddenly at home.
So many changes, Heather, on a dime. Talk about pivot. That's a perfect word.
Exactly. And it was about being agile and flexible. And we've actually continued with that series. So if anyone's listening, we actually have all the videos for free on our website, wnorthconnect.com/pivot. And I encourage you to go check it out, because it's all about the evolving business and how things are shifting and how things are changing.
You know what, I wondered, thinking that you host this conference yearly and you're also an event planner to major corporations, how do you see your industry adapting to our new kind of world that we're living in?
That's a really interesting question, and I love talking about it. One of the things, obviously in our world, W North has completely pivoted to an online platform. And in fact, April coincided with when we launched on a new social platform for our membership, which is the Members Club at W North, which we had in the works for months. So it ended up timing okay for us. So we have pivoted and changed to completely virtual content. Our member meetings are online. Our leadership masterminds are all online. In fact, in many ways, we were able to even leverage that opportunity to tap into more women, because previously we were a little bit more limited to where we had chapter cities, which is currently London, England, Toronto, New York, Vancouver, Seattle, and San Francisco.
Okay.
And now our reach is truly global, especially across North America. So in that respect, there is an enormous amount of opportunity. And so I would say that is a benefit if you are equipped in that way to take advantage of the virtual space. In regards to in-person events, my long-term thought is that we will see for at least the next, 12 to 18 months, a real shift on the way people want to get together. Mm-hmm. And that will be in smaller, more curated, intimate gatherings. And it's not necessarily about the 10,000 person conference and, the handful of contacts that you may gather from that type of experience. People will be looking for a more curated and, a well-matched event that has the right people in it. And yes, a lot of ways, that's the way that we have operated for the last few years. We've always been a boutique event company and a boutique mm-hmm. conference. So I'm excited that, is an opportunity for us.
And so I'm curious too, the members club at W North, what does that entail for a listener who might want to join?
Yeah, so the members club is a global membership of driven and ambitious women, women who are supporting one another on their leadership journey. We have monthly workshops inside of our membership. We have member meetups, which are with all of our members on Zoom. We have leadership masterminds, which are essentially group coaching. And we have an enormous amount of workshops in our platform that are all centered around our seven pillars, which are leadership, health, productivity, goal setting, wealth, mindset, and personal brand. So a really truly it's a look at leadership holistically. Women have much more of a blurred line in their leadership training between their personal development and their professional development. So we like to bring the two together.
In alignment with what you're saying, I jotted down a statement, either I heard you sharing in an interview or an article that you wrote talking about you're working with women who think about how others are affected by the products they build, the services they offer, and the changes they make. Do you think that women are more concerned about those issues than the men are and at this level of work?
Definitely. I think one thing that has really kind of come out in the last few weeks is that women have always admired authentic conversations and authentic brands. Mm-hmm. But I think the whole world is realizing that authenticity is key. And with the power of social media, transparency for brands is it's imperative. Women have always been a little bit more socially conscious or mm-hmm. Socially or motivated by businesses that have social impact. And so I do believe that, we lead a different way, and denying that we lead a different way is not really helping support and bring more women and people of color to the forefront. Diversity of thought is so important yes. right now in this current landscape. So yeah, that's kind of my take on the situation here. So yeah, it's definitely really important for businesses to be authentic.
I like that. And you just mentioned lasting impact. And I read as well where you were talking about the multiplier effect. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah. So one of the things, one of the best examples of the multiplier effect within our organization as an example is we started out on this journey to a big audacious goal of bringing more women into senior executive leadership positions, but also recognizing that we could not touch everyone, and we wanted to be able to create more opportunities for women around the world. So my example of the multiplier effect is actually a partnership that we have with an organization called One Girl Can.
Yes, I have that in my notes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You do? Okay.
I do. I was going to ask you about them. Yeah.
Perfect. So One Girl Can supports high school and university scholarships for women in sub-Saharan Africa. And so we have been a donor to support Anne. Anne is our university student. She's actually graduating from University of Nairobi this year. So we've been supporting her for 4 years. And her goal and her dream is to develop, she wants to be a software developer, you know, in computer science, and develop a software that allows for bursary and unused scholarship money to be redistributed throughout the world to people and people of need, and to ensure that, I think there's some crazy statistic, like more than 50% or so of bursaries, or maybe it's higher, bursary and scholarship money does not get utilized. And so her goal is to develop an app and a software to make sure that all the money gets redistributed. So our multiplier effect, as an example, is supporting Anne, and we had the opportunity to sort of read through applications as to which university student we were going to support, and just reading through that and understanding that we may not be able to sponsor every Anne through university, but if we can support Anne and her, you know, journey, and that leads to a longer lasting legacy down the road, then we feel that we have, you know, been able to affect more change than just what's happening here in North America.
Absolutely. And what I was going to ask you, Heather, is that it looks like W North picks and partners with a nonprofit, and that's where I found One Girl Can. Is that accurate, that every year you pick a new nonprofit, or is this the one that you have chosen to work with more long term?
This is the one we've chosen to work with long term. We do support a number of local organizations, you know, on a more grassroots level, but One Girl Can has been our long-term partnership and philanthropic partner for a few years.
Okay, that's brilliant, what Anne wants to do. Like, really,
definitely.
Yeah, I read earlier even a headline that I think the IRS in sending stimulus money sent over $1 billion to people that are deceased. And I read that and just thought, oh my gosh, like, talk about like a misappropriation. And like, there's just so much money, I sense, available. And something like what Anne is doing to really get funding to people that might not have access otherwise, and just how the world will look with more and more of that being done, the change.
Exactly. And, you know, it's interesting, even just revisiting this vision that Anne has with the new landscape of universities. I mean, you know, the idea of people from around the world to come to the U.S. to go to a U.S.-based university and pay to live in U.S. dollars, or even just to get in, you know, is a big, it is a big task. So there may be more opportunities for scholarships to go to people from around the world to be able to elevate leaders from across Africa, from Asia, you know, Europe. There, I mean, her, I'm not even sure that she's specifically, you know, going to stop at bursaries. I mean, I think, yeah, there's definitely systems and processes around even philanthropic donations that could be improved.
Yes. You know, one of my passions, I founded a nonprofit about 10 years ago called the Yes Foundation, because I saw, I'm a glass artist for kind of my therapy. I've been a glass artist for 20 years, casting and blowing glass, and it's brought me such joy. But I noticed that people with disabilities and wheelchairs don't have access to glass blowing. And so I founded a nonprofit and got the 501c3 status. But then I realized, okay, how do I make glass blowing accessible? So I took another almost 8 years, and I got a U.S. patent on my invention. And it's simply, Heather, it's a traditional glass blowing bench that I removed the seat and had it built without a seat to the specs of wheelchairs. It can be raised and lowered to fit, you know, a child's wheelchair versus an adult's. It's safe. And I built one and I used it for the first time teaching a 14-year-old boy with autism to blow glass about a year ago. And I've used my own money. Wow. And and so I plan to donate it to a glass studio in New Orleans that is able to, they're a nonprofit and have access to more resources to help get this going, like getting participants in wheelchairs. So it's been kind of like my long-term passion project that I've worked on like nights and weekends to, you know, one day it's my vision to see it being used at glass studios around the world so people in wheelchairs have access to this art form. So I think the possibilities are endless on what we can do.
Yeah. Well, and these, you know, women are, I find a lot of women are really motivated by the social impact piece. And so as we see more women elevated to leadership positions in corporate America, we will see a lot more, we will see a lot of changes in the way that large businesses are run, you know, and the pieces and the give backs that that businesses make. So that's a great story. Thanks. Thank you.
And I see one day reaching out to a corporation, a company like yours, when I have more, you know, to show, to ask for support and help. And so that's kind of like one of my dreams is get my nonprofit to the place where I can partner with larger corporations to help, like you all are doing with Anne.
Yeah.
So I love hearing your story. So Heather, we're going to do a quick commercial break and I will come right back to you in a couple of minutes.
Sounds good.
So for you, the listeners of All Things Therapy, BetterHelp.com is one of my sponsors, and they are a HIPAA-compliant, online, secure counseling platform. They assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You connect in a safe and private online environment. You can start communicating in under 24 hours. And this is professional counseling with licensed practitioners. I worked with them for a bit when I first went out to Los Angeles. And you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. They work with issues, an array of issues from depression, stress, and anxiety to relationships, grief, and self-esteem. They are convenient, professional, and affordable. And they offer financial aid to people who qualify, and reach out to them. As my listener, they give you 10% off your first month to try them out. And you go to betterhelp.com/ATT for All Things Therapy. That's BETTERHELP.com/ATT. And they are a more affordable based therapy service than maybe some practitioners like even myself, to be transparent and honest. So I feel like right now it's better for people to get the counseling and support they need and for finances not to be an issue. So check them out, betterhelp.com/ATT. A second sponsor of mine that I really love is Audible. I enjoy audiobooks so much. And as my listener, they will give you a free audiobook download and a 30-day subscription, of which you can continue on with them or cancel. And you can take advantage of that by going to audibletrial.com/allthingstherapy, audibletrial.com/allthingstherapy to receive a free audiobook download. So Heather, one of the things that I thought to ask you, for you, your life, the intersection between professional event planning and then working with women in leadership and in corporate positions, and then you're also a wife and a mother to two children, like how do you manage all of this? It sounds like a lot to me. You're busy.
It is a lot. I am busy. And I feel like, COVID added that extra layer of busyness, but I have always really thrived on working and I've been motivated to, you know, create change and impact through what we're doing. I am very well supported by my wonderful husband, so I would be remiss to not share that, you know, he has taken on a lot of the child care duties during this time. And so it has been, that has been a huge support. He is actually a co-founder with me for WNorth. So we started this thing together. Yeah. So I would say, you know, I'm very transparent about understanding that I'm not doing this all alone. It is very much a team sport.
Yeah.
But so I think it's really important to acknowledge that. Sometimes it's not always very clear how people pull everything together. And I think it's important to note.
Well, I've heard you speak about your husband and his support. Is his name Mike? Am I remembering that correctly?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Correct. I've heard you speak about Mike, and I think it's great. Like, what a powerful relationship as well to be able to create together. To me, that's like the epitome to be able to co-create like that with your partner.
Definitely. And, you know, it has been a really great combination of our skill sets and, you know, just sort of touching on the event planning component. I mean, obviously, as an event planner, you know, our world has kind of been turned upside down.
Yeah.
Absolutely live ones. So I am really thankful to, my husband was actually the one who kind of pushed me to move away from just producing other people's events and moving into producing and creating our own. And I feel like that has really shifted. It's more motivating for me in terms of pushing this forward and building and growing. And he was also a big motivator to getting me to consider, moving things online. And we actually did that 2 years ago. We launched our membership, the Members Club at WNorth online 2 years ago. And what's really interesting to me is that when we launched 2 years ago, a lot of professional women might not have been quite ready for the online content. We did a lot of online content, and we found after about a year, a lot of our members were asking and wanting like that more in-person component. So we continued with the online content, but then sort of dialed up on the in-person. So I like to think we're kind of coming back 360 to where we were before. Now back in kind of COVID times. And, you know, women are digesting online content in a new way. And, you know, nobody that I know of doesn't know how to use Zoom now.
Right.
So it is definitely a shift.
And, you know, I can say for myself, I've done online therapy for about 10 years, but I'd always use Skype and FaceTime. And now I'm using Zoom and consuming content as well, like on other webinars and seminars. And it was a little hard for me at first. I can't say that I loved it, but now I found it to be really comfortable to be able to access so much from home that it's definitely grown on me. Have you seen this at all in your industry, kind of an initial resistance, but then an opening?
100%. I mean, I would say, especially in kind of the training and learning and like learning development landscape, corporately, but also personally, people were a little bit apprehensive about, taking courses online, or they would much rather be doing it in person. And so that has shifted. I have seen that. And I have also seen companies getting on board with that a lot. And I think that stands to benefit women in a lot of ways. I think about the travel schedules of some of the women that I that are in our membership that maybe work for tech, or maybe they're in training and they have to travel to all like cities all over the country. And, you know, they have to be away from their kids to deliver a seminar, or they have to be, you know, fly off to Dallas for the week to present at a conference. Or there's a number of things that, you know, they are pulling away or being away from their family a lot. And so not to say, I'm not saying that life events are going away. I just think that there will be a new understanding, especially at kind of a corporate and larger company level, as to whether that in-person meeting is actually necessary and whether it can be done online.
And I think even working from home, I enjoy it. I experience like a more quality of life, higher quality of life working from home. And I have some colleagues, it was challenging for them at first. And I know some people might still have a hard time with it, but others have started to love it. I mean, that's a big shift too in corporate America and just how we work. What would you offer in that, in this area?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, tech has always led the way with regards to remote working, but many other industries have stayed behind. And in fact, you know, there's a lot of, in some industries, regulation that has prohibited working from home due to security. And there's enormous amount of cost with regards to infrastructure improvements. So working from home, as progressive as a lot of organizations thought they weren't quite well equipped for it. And COVID-19 has forced them to get on board with that. And so I would say there is a lot of opportunity for women in terms of how that has disrupted the status quo. I mean, remote working is not a new concept, but have taken so long for many companies to get on board.
And I think it's great that they are and needed.
100%. And go ahead.
No, you first. It'll have some.
I think it'll have some, you know, really fundamental impacts on, you know, job opportunities in terms of, you know, whether you have to live in that very expensive city of San Francisco or New York, whether you can, I mean, many of our members that are, I'll use New York as an example, that were living in New York during the time of the pandemic, many of them, when it went to remote working, a lot of them went to, you know, country houses or families' cottages, or, you know, they kind of got out of the hustle. And they've been remote working. And in fact, I mean, you're probably a great example, it sounds like, with your home base. You've been able to get out of the hustle and kind of run your business from wherever you are. And I think that will create another layer of work-life balance and, you know, like wellness that we all need right now.
I agree 100%. The freedom and flexibility inherent in being able to work in these new ways that are being supported by corporations and industry are really exciting.
Definitely.
And so I also took note, okay, Bluebird Strategy, how you were speaking to or writing about sustainability and even things like zero waste gift bags. I thought that was so cool. Like, just, can you talk to us some about that? Sustainability in your work?
Totally. So, I mean, obviously sustainability is a big topic, and despite, you know, how things have shifted with COVID and coronavirus, I don't want to lose sight of the fact that that is still a really important legacy. And so for our conference, in our in-person plan, you know, we're really trying to minimize waste we installed, or what's the word I'm looking for? We brought in zero waste gift bags. You know, that concept of going to a conference and just getting a whole bunch of junk you're not going to use, like that, we need to throw out the window. And, you know, naturally, it comes down to that social impact and the legacy that we want to lead. So that was kind of my, I think you read my article around leaving a lasting impact with regards to your event. So yeah, it's definitely something that we strive for. It's, you know, never going to be 100% or It's going to be difficult, but you just have to make changes. And they're not always going to be, as a producer, an event producer, they're not always going to be the cheapest solutions. But people notice, and people are, they respect when you make those changes.
Yes. And Heather, I'm thinking too, while I have this opportunity to talk to you and things people that are listening to us might want to know. So I'm thinking as I'm hearing you speak, and you mentioned it earlier when we first started, going to conferences, going to events where I know I've had the opportunity to approach, say, the speaker and ask, for instance, would you like to come on my podcast? And making those kind of connections in person to grow my network. How do you suggest, like, how can we build a network now where we're not able to attend those kind of events? I'm thinking, because I still want to keep growing my network. How do you suggest we can do this?
So I obviously really value that online community. I think that entrepreneurs do this really well. And that's the foundations of why I built the Members Club at W North. Is I recognized a while back that I really wanted to foster relationships with women that I had met at other conferences, but also I had not met before. And I didn't just want to network with women that were in my city. I wanted to connect with women from all over. So although the sort of what we would call spontaneous connections may not happen in the online space as easily, I think that there are ways to seek them out. And so we do this a lot at the Members Club at W North. We have all of our members are on a social platform. So there's a chat function. You can see where people are online.
Oh, that's great.
A lot of people messaging in and out. Yeah, so you can kind of search people by topic and message them. You can see who's around you. You know, it's not like Bumble or anything, but it's like, you know, you can see other, you know, business connections that may be in your neighborhood. So I do think there are a number of resources, and find the one that fits you best in terms of your online communities. But I think there's a real strength in that. And don't just join an online community and not engage in it. I think that, you know, participate and be an active part of it. So definitely online community. And, you know, with our virtual conferences, we have strived to create more spontaneous opportunities for connection as well. So I'm excited for all the technologies that seem to be coming out right now, and these ideas of like speed networking. And, you know, I think that we're going to start to see a lot more ways that you can spontaneously connect with people online. So I would say if you fall into the category of a woman in leadership who's looking to connect with other driven and ambitious women, then they can join our membership, which is the Members Club at W North, and connect with women online that way.
Thank you for that. And just in concluding, I want to make sure listeners know that at wnorthconnect.com/pivot is where they can find the virtual conferences. I'll put that in the show notes. And what would you like to leave our listeners with, just to make sure we've covered everything that they have access to through you?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would say, you know, a big piece of what people are—it's kind of a moment of growth at the moment. I mean, it feels like we're just coming out of, a little bit of trauma, but I do think there is a real opportunity for growth at this moment in time. And so, I would encourage the listeners to, find some materials about resilience. And wellness. There's a number of, we have in our portal a number of great workshops around, we have a couple coming up. One is career growth during COVID-19, which is Eleanor Hooker from Indeed. And then we have Erica Keshwin, who wrote Bring Your Human to Work, and where she's doing a session, Bringing Your Human to Work When You Can't Go to Work for Us.
Cool.
So I think just working on a bit of development for yourself in this time of change And a lot of people have lost their jobs. And I want people to be empowered to know that they can change and they can shift. And the world is going to look a little bit different. And so doing a little bit of inner work on what they want their careers to look like in the future, is the time is now for that.
Heather, thank you. Thank you for what you offer and your contributions and our conversation today.
Thank you so much for having me, Lisa. It was a joy to talk to you this afternoon.
You as well. Take good care. And I do know Whistler is beautiful. My parents love it. I have not been yet, and I look forward to coming one day out there.
I look forward to having a glass of wine or a coffee with you here in Whistler.
Let's do it. Thank you for that. You're welcome. Take really good care.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. That concludes my show today with Heather Odendahl. You can find her at W North Connect on social media, wnorthconnect.com. Also at Heather Odendahl, O-D-E-N-D-A-A-L. I'll put that in the show notes. And I'm just wishing everyone well and lots of love today. Bye-bye.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.